Were you always writing poems, or?
Yeah, I was always writing something, you know, and it became time to make a collection, and I had to go through two old computers, recent computer, boxes of notes and things, you know, to collect what I thought was appropriate, and sometimes there were just random thoughts, you know, that went nowhere that you pick up later and say, oh, I can do something with that.
So what caught your eye? What pieces interested you and made you want to include them in this book?
Well, this time, and in part, it was a collaboration with Barry Bracken. Most of the focus in this book is on outdoors, nature, environment. And then there's, as the title implies, the lines that connect us is about how all of that and all of us in some way are connected. And Barry's photos helps bring together in many ways both the thoughts that are a part of each poem and then in so many ways a part of the lines.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we could dive in and read one or two.
Sure.
The title of this poem is...
Christmas Comes Softly to Us. Ring the bell loudly and pray the crimson pot be filled. Christmas comes softly to us. Plead the rainwater flood the ditches and trickle along the gleaming streets to cascade down the muddy banks to the sea. Perhaps then the gentle snow will replace sullen autumn rains and shepherd holiday joy to our door. May the dusty shovel fall from its place behind the potting shed door, there to bid the snow to fall softly on us. May the children build snowmen and shape angels and frolic on the yearning lawn. Sweet aromas will waft from nearby kitchens to mingle with the too warm air and the scents of spruce, cedar, and bayberry. Urge Christmas to come, and with it great comfort, shared with those we love, also with those in need of love, and may it arrive softly with crystalline snow.
That's nice. And this one is called?
El Nino, 2011. Primary colors, greens and grays, seldom blue, daisies did their best, and white was prominent. Geraniums held steadfastly red, for a while. Our bleeding heart was heroic. Rhododendrons gave up after little effort. Lilacs sent out a scouting party. Nothing more. Mosses, ferns, and sedges celebrated. Alders and jackpines were boastful. Muskeg ponds overflowed, and the wild celery attempted a takeover. Rain clouds taught orography. On their parade from the southeast, they leaned against the coastal mountains, emptied their wet burden on the western slopes, and climbed the peaks into Canada. That was July, August, and a record-setting September. And October is the rainy month? Must check the internet. Is this an El Nino summer? Check also La Nina.
The book makes a good stocking stuffer or a Christmas present.
I hope so. I would like to think so.
Great. Are there more books in the future?
I'm working on a second one right now, as a matter of fact. That will be more a scattering of thoughts as opposed to a focus on environment and nature. That will be more generalized in nature, although some of the same themes will show up as well.
I imagine there's probably quite a few of your students out there listening and hearing this.
That's kind of you to think that way, Joe. I hope so, and I hope that I bring out a smile and maybe a thought.